need to have those flags in your hand on Sunday morning and whenever you walk in here. We're putting them out because it's not about what you do. It's about who he is. It's not about what you're getting free from. It's about who he is. It's not about things you're trying to change in your life. It's about who he is. And if you would get the focus on the king and the kingdom, I'm telling you, everything will happen. And I didn't realize how self-righteous I still was. I won't tell you the story because we'll have time, but just a little tiny thing happened over the week. And I was saying, Lord, what is this? What is this that I feel? And I knew it reminded me of somebody in my family. And I felt like, I said, why do I feel like that person? If you ever feel like your mother or your father, if you know what I'm talking about, it's like you have this little flash that you're sounding. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay, it's not like they're so bad or horrible. We're not, it's not about that. It's actually about, that's an iniquity. That's actually a spiritual thing that's coming up through your past. It's something you've judged. Tuesday night, we're doing the worksheet. We'll talk about this a little more. It's something you judged. And you can get so sensitive in the Holy Spirit that you could just be sitting there driving and all of a sudden feel that thing. For no reason. Nothing's even triggering it. It's like, that's when it's about to come out. That's not the time to bail out. That's the time to say, ooh, I'm not backslidden. I know I'm going after God, but something is at the surface. That is not the time to run away from God. That's the time to go boldly to the throne room of grace and say, okay, what is this? It doesn't mean he's going to tell you right away, but he will unfold it usually very quickly. So that kind of was happening to me for a few days. And so anyway, I'm at a meeting, dinner, and some people in my family are just kind of talking worldly, you know. Nothing horrible, nothing, but just worldly. And all of a sudden, I close down because I know that if I say what I would normally say, or I feel like if I say what I normally say, I'd be mocked. But I kind of keep it inside, but there's this superior feeling, you know, like, say what you want. I'm being quiet. I've learned not to be provoked. I've learned that's out of me. You're not provoking me. Nah, 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 nah. You know, I'm going to pray. But there's this superior kind of thing. And it may not be that blatant. It wasn't that blatant, but it was like, but it feels funny. You know what I mean? Get sensitive. When it feels funny, quit acting crazy like it's the other person. There's something in you roaming around in there that needs to get out, okay? It's just a little trespasser, all right? It's not your identity. But you can get sensitive and feel that sucker. Like when I'm doing deliverance, I know when one's ready to come out. It's like right there. Wow. Woo, touched him. Wow. And then you wait for God to show you what to do. So now I'm driving back from this meeting, from this little get-together, and the person I'm with, who I completely love and respect and everything else, I say something about their past that had absolutely nothing to do with anything. I never thought about it before. I never want to bring it up. And it just made that person have so much regrets. And I felt so bad. Like, why did I do that? And I'm thinking, why did I do that? So I go home and I'm thinking, why did I do that? I hadn't even thought about that thing. Don't over-spiritualize it. Well, God just probably wanted me to help them see that. Shut up, you know. You're the one who's sitting there making somebody hurt. And you're not bringing it through to deliverance. So it wasn't God, okay? So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, Lord. So I never thought he would tell me it was self-righteousness. I thought I dealt with that. So I'm sitting there and I said, Lord, why? Why did I say one word? It wasn't a big deal. It didn't cause a big deal. But it caused another person to have some regret was the word that came to him. And I said, Lord, why did I do that? And all of a sudden, the Lord said, well, you've been asking about the thing you've been feeling. He said, it's self-righteousness. And you're like, no, God's always right. Okay, devil doesn't usually tell you this stuff. If he tells it, it's in a mean way. You're so horrible, nasty, self-righteous, nobody will ever. No, God's more like, do you really want to know? No, but I need to know. So I said, okay. And the Lord said, that's the thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're talking to somebody and they act as if they're more spiritual than you and they get that quiet little look and they kind of, you know, and you feel it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And that's in this person I had judged, which is one way that got in me. And I said, what is that? And the Lord says, Cindy, when they're talking like this, you're looking at the behavior. You're not looking at the heart. You're not saying, well, what happened that they would talk like this, or they would think that was okay? Or you're looking at the behavior and you're judging it. And it's making you superior. And just because you could sit there quietly and not get into the conversation, and you've gotten free from self-absorbed so you don't have to take over the conversation, so that you can sit there and discern this, you did it superior. You had a superior thing. And whether you knew it or not, when you then got in the car with this person who you don't have any problems with at all, because they were part of the conversation that you were judging, you then, something, a mean thing in your heart came out and said just one word from the wrong spirit to hurt them. And I apologized and everything, but apologizing isn't enough if you don't change. Because if you apologize to a child too much for the same thing, or a spouse too much for the same thing, then actually you lose all credibility that God's really working in your life and that anything's going to change. What good is it if you apologize to me, but tomorrow you do it? It means nothing. And pretty soon you get a hardened heart. Pretty soon they don't even want to listen. And this is where you get so much rebellion and stuff. This is where marriages are so hurt and walls are built up. So I asked the Lord, so explain to me in a way, Lord, that I can really understand what self-righteousness is. And that's when he put on my heart. It's when you look at behavior instead of God and his heart, instead of the heart, instead of, so when you see your brother sinning, self-righteousness would say, well, I'd never do that, or they really need some help. I wonder what's going on at their church. But in the kingdom, you have access to God. In the kingdom, you hear through his voice. In the kingdom, you only do what he says to do. And there's no self-righteousness there because he judged nothing before its time. So in the kingdom, God will show you, and he showed me some inner healing issues. He showed me some ways to really be able to pray. He showed me some things I can speak now in love that will break what the enemy's been doing. But in self-righteousness, all I could see is what they were doing, and judge, why would they be doing that? And why don't they want something to change? And all of a sudden, I'm the judge. Oh, it's so quiet in the place. Does this make kind of sense to anybody? Now, everything's not an altar call, okay? There's actually no altar calls in the Bible that I know of for sure. There is an anointing to break the yoke. But let me tell you what gets rid of anything of the enemy. Hating it. Hating it, really seeing it, having the blinders taken off and seeing how ugly it is and how the enemy has used it to hurt even the relationships that you most pray for. That's the hypocrisy. I prayed and prayed and prayed for this person or this child or whatever, and yet then I judge it with self-righteousness and then I crush it. Two things happen with self-righteousness. When we release self-righteousness, even if it's subtly, even if it's passive-aggressive, when we release self-righteousness, we are either creating, we are helping the enemy to create a person who's a man-pleaser or a person who's rebellious. There's nothing else that's created there. There's no Holy Spirit encounter, person being drawn to God and being changed by God's love and his power, okay? That's all you're going to produce. The problem in the whole Pharisee thinking, the problem in this whole idea of changed behavior means there's been a change. The truth is, no, we seem to like when people become man-pleasers. Because then you get entanglements and you get control and all these things. But truthfully, you steal from them their relationship with God. And also, they're going to rebel from it at some point. Because at some point, it makes them feel like they're always doing things wrong. It makes them feel like nothing is good enough. Or you're going to cause the rebellion. which is the straight out in your face, you're not telling me what to do, who do you think you are, I don't care about you anyway, that causes all this hurt and pain. Now does everybody know what I'm talking about? For some reason, we think if we create man pleasers, we've parented well. But when you create a man pleaser, you're actually creating a codependent half of a relationship later. You are creating someone who has got to find a mommy or a daddy to marry. Oh, I'm doing the parenting conference when I wasn't trying to. If you create someone rebellious, then you're going to go after the exact wrong person. They're not going to go after mommy or daddy, but they're going to go after someone that they can either control, someone who's going to do horrible things together with them. They're going to go after other rebellious people, and independent spirits are formed. And it's all because we are self-righteous and we are looking at actions instead of staying in the kingdom. Now, let me say, without the kingdom, that's all that you can produce. So we think independent spirits who end up being president of the United States was a good thing. No. Or we think that, you know, that famous person who's then a man pleaser and all our kids are following their music or whatever, and then they fall because they got to do drugs because everybody else is doing drugs. No, do you see what I'm saying? You are going to produce, outside of the kingdom of God, outside of wisdom from God, direction from God, and seeing things the way he sees things, without that, I don't care who you are, without that, you are producing a man pleaser or a rebel. And both are rebellion against God. Man pleasers might get along better in the world, according to the world standards. They might even be very successful in some way, be great marketing and whatever, great salespeople. But will they really ever have that deep connection with God? So, when we come into the kingdom of God and God lives inside of us, everything changes. The way we parent changes. The way we have relationships change. And the first thing that changes to me, first thing is we quit blaming anybody or anything. There's no blame in the kingdom. None. If you're still blaming someone, you're self-righteous. If you're still blaming someone, you're a Pharisee. You're a Pharisee, you're self-righteous, you're judging based on that. And you're never going to have victory. You're never going to have victory if you're not in the kingdom. It's just that simple. And the kingdom is not going to church. The kingdom is being in God's presence, doing things his way, according to his word, by his spirit. And it always works. Love never fails. Love never fails. Codependency fails. Man-pleasing fails. You know, control. You know, you're going to do what I say. You know, that's how I'm going to show you. Well, so what if they do what you say till they're 18 and then they run off and murder people? Well, yay, hurrah, they did what you said. You got them so full of hate and anger that they couldn't even love themselves or anybody else. And then, so was it the parents' fault? Yes, it really, it's not only the parents' fault, but the parent's the only one that God could use. The parent is the main authority that the enemy is going to use to mess somebody up, or that God is going to use to set somebody free. So it depends on where you want to stay. If you want to come in the kingdom, God will use you to raise godly children. What's a godly child? Not some whose behavior is perfect according to your standards. Someone who knows God. Someone who's connected to God. Someone who has the Holy Spirit in them. And then in faith, we only see the behavior to know how to pray, to know how to love, to ask God to get things out. And we begin to walk in faith and not fear. Oh, I did a parenting talk. This can be about relationships, anything. If there's any place, God is just tearing this stuff down in my life so I can have awesome relationships. It's so freeing. It's so wonderful, you know, but you've got to be real about it. So Jesus says, the scribes and the Pharisees, they've sat down at Moses' seat. In other words, they're in charge now. Then all things, whatever they tell you to keep, keep and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and they do not do. For they bind heavy and hard to bear burdens, and they lay them on the shoulders of men, but they do not desire to move them with their own fingers. And they do all their works to be seen by men, and they make their, whatever that word is. Anyway, they have these little things they wear on their head. Anyhow, all right. Anyway, in other words, they dress in such a way to look holy. They dress in such a way to look holy. It's about how they look. Part of self-righteousness is how it makes you look. If my child acts like this or my spouse acts like this, how does that make me look? If you care about that, you're not in the kingdom in that area. It doesn't matter how it makes me look, because love never fails. I can pray and I can repent and I can ask God to change my heart. One believing spouse, one believing parent, according to the word of God, this is a true spiritual law. He means it. One believing parent sanctifies the children and makes them holy. In other words, God only needs one parent. Why did he say that? Because he can't, the priest of the home doctrine stinks, okay? It absolutely, pewy, stinky. It's horrible. The priest of the home doctrine, if you haven't heard it, says the husband has got to be the priest of the home, and he has got to be spiritual, and he has got to be in charge, and he has got to make every decision and make everything count, and the wife is to submit to this priest of the home demon thing going on, and then she can blame him for the kids being wild and crazy, and she can blame him, and she can judge him, and she can make him feel like he's not spiritual enough, and you got this entire bunch of garbage going on in the body of Christ, and they call that godly family. The Bible says everyone born again of the Spirit of God is a king and a priest unto the Lord. So if the Holy Spirit, he knows there's a problem, and you're really seeking him, and you're not looking, and let me get, I'll talk to you a minute. Quit going by the wounded places. Quit going by the things that you haven't gotten victory over yet. Quit looking at those things and look at God and do what he tells you to do for your children and your wife. Do you understand what I'm saying? We wait with self-righteousness. We wait until we're perfect, until we do what God's called us to do before we even ask him. And you know what happens by the time you're perfect? Your life is a mess, and it's hard to get perfect. That's a lie from self-righteousness. That's a lie from self-righteousness. I'm not saying being a hypocrite, because your kids will know if you're a hypocrite. There's a big difference between a hypocrite and someone who is honestly working out their salvation with fear and trembling and breaking through the barriers and saying, I need help here. And they could even still say to their child, okay, I have an issue here and I am working on it, but that doesn't change that I am your father or I am your mother and I do love you and this is how it will be in this house. And then you look for the heart change. Oh, so many times with this messed up stuff of self-righteousness, we're trying so much to make them be a certain way so we can feel okay. No, you have to feel okay because God died for you. Jesus took your sins. Now the Holy Spirit's working out your salvation within you, and you're in the kingdom, and I'm in the kingdom, and in the kingdom, I'm led by the Spirit of God, even if self-righteousness would try to stop me from being a godly parent or a godly spouse. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Whatever stops you, then don't, you know, and this, even if your husband or your wife is the biggest hypocrite in the world, don't undermine when they're trying to do what needs to be done with the kids.